future. We're talking real money.
Oh, thank goodness, Tom. I'm so excited. You know, I am just so excited. It's Labor Day weekend. It's the holiday weekend that I look forward to every single year. It's the big, no, I'm not kidding. You think I'm being humorous, facetious, sarcastic? No.
Slightly. Yes.
No. You forget why I love this holiday weekend. You totally
because
forget.
I don't get to see my wife for 2 weeks. Is that why?
No, it's not the Evergreen State Fair. Here.
Okay.
Yeah. How soon? How long have we known each other? You don't worry.
A long time.
What do I hate more than most things?
The weather in Florida.
No, I hate holidays.
So now you're happy because we're moving into like
thank
the
you.
Real work.
We're the
time.
World. Thank after the
okay,
ponderousness
dude, how,
of the summer. Yeah. I'm so happy that we're entering into fall and normalcy.
I don't know how to put this to you nicely because you don't go to the office every day.
No, I don't. I don't.
Any day?
Any day. No.
Those days, you know, Leave It to Beaver are done. The calendar turning will not change that. I got news for you.
In my alternative reality cave-like world, everything continues to be rosy and because you know what? You know what's wonderful about my little cave? I can't even see out the windows because they're covered with soundproofing materials. So I don't know what the real world looks like.
Or for those of us on the outside, we can't see in. That might be better.
I do not know if people are being weird or not because I don't interact with them. All I know is that when I need stuff done during the summer, there's nobody to do it. They're all like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation for the next 6 weeks.
How they have this number, I don't know, but they already announced that for the month of August, the Seattle downtown, you know, office buildings were only occupied to the place of about 39% of what they had done in 2019. So normalcy may be a whole different thing moving forward, my friend.
This wasn't our intended topic, but actually it's kind of interesting. I want to continue on this for just a second, but doesn't that, as a business, former business owner and now just...
No, I'm still a business owner. Lowly, I'm still a business owner.
All right, we own a little, but lowly employees of a giant corporation.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. Don't you think it behooves business managers now to start to rethink their office needs? Isn't it kind of a waste?
What do you mean by that? Be more specific. What does that mean?
If even 50% of the office that you are paying huge amounts of money to rent, if only half of that office is full of people, aren't you wasting 50% of that space?
Now, my real estate guy that I had lunch with this week, somebody I've known since junior high school, says, yes, but it hasn't started happening yet because people still have these leases. When those start coming up, then you see the adjustment, right?
I get that, but my
You're saying if you're running an office today,
why aren't you talking to your landlord about renegotiating that lease in advance of if people don't go back to work at 100% capacity or 99%,
which they're not going to, not in my lifetime, I don't think.
Then why do you want a big office? Why don't you want a smaller office?
I have no argument with that. I mean, we have a weird situation because we have 3 days in the office, 2 days out of the office. And as you know, Tuesdays are all staff meeting. So basically on Tuesdays, it's jammed. You can't work your way around the hallways. And then Wednesday, you can fire a cannon through the place and not hit anybody.
Well, that's just bad planning on the part of management.
Well, let's not go there. What do you say? Anyway, I mean, it's so
you just bring them in for the meeting and you go, okay, we got a big room for the meeting. Now go home.
Yeah. That's about it. Okay. So do I think things should be different? Sure. But what that means and how that all works out, I'm not a futurist enough to tell you. I don't know.
I don't know. It just strikes me as a massive demographic shift that could really impact. And this is one of the reasons why, why we talk so much about not overweighting your portfolio towards certain things. In a lot of people's portfolios, they have an overabundance. They have a really high percentage of real estate, whether it be home real estate or rental real estate or office or malls or whatever it might be. And this is why you don't want to have these big, huge chunks of money in these real estate partnerships, isn't it?
It exactly is. And by the way, the major investors are already moving money out of these. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago, out of those kind of real estate investment trusts into other things for this exact reason, because they think the future is going to look different than the past. I think it'll look different too, but I'm not smart enough to know how it will be different.
Therefore, how should you invest?
I'm not going to have concentration risk.
Yeah, that's about it.
It'll be different. Sure.
If people would actually start diversifying their portfolios like crazy and then rebalancing them, there would be no need for us. There would be no need for stockbrokers. There would be no need for all these investment advice providers.
Wait a minute. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you why there'll still be a need for me. I don't know about you.
We'll talk about that. We'll always need you, Tom. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. Call and make Tom feel better about his life.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Don McDonald says, summer is over. Get to work, right? Is that what you're saying?
Darn right.
That's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
But you see, my expectations are low. I actually don't expect real life to return until at the earliest Wednesday. Because
you're going to give them a whole one more day. Wow,
people kind of extend a little. They extend a little, and you know how that goes.
Excuse me.
I'm giving the number.
Yeah.
Please. Not that we expect you to call us over this holiday weekend because you're getting your last little breath of what you think is the best time of the year, when in fact getting to work is the best time of the year. Call us 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
Yeah, well, I will always have a job. That's what we were just talking about this. I'll always have a job because tomorrow I will be cooking and serving pizza at the Evergreen State Fair. So people always need to eat. So I'm good.
You could do that. Your wife's probably doing better than you are right now. So
I think she is. I think
this
she
at
is.
Least.
So anyway, by the way,
no,
yeah, I'll just say it.
You're not going to give him the shirt.
Yep.
Oh please, it's embarrassing. Don't give him the shirt.
Talking real money shirt. If you come and it's nice.
The logo's in a bad
spot.
Come
and see me tomorrow. Yeah, right on top of my stomach.
No, it's right. So the logo. It's a little lower than I would have designed it. But the nice thing it's a white shirt. So when you spill that pizza sauce on it and you got the belly, it's just going to hit the blue of the logo. It's just, it kind of blends in.
All right. So tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'll be at the Evergreen State Fair at the Pompeii Wood-Fired Pizza booth. If you come by and say hi, I'll give you not only a pizza, a shirt too.
You're going to give them a pizza?
No, I'm not,
you're gonna sell them a pizza.
I got nothing to say about that. Yeah, you gotta buy the pizza, but I'll give you the shirt free. So
Didi will never let you give away her pizzas.
Oh, you broke that code.
But those are some darn good pizzas. A whole lot better than the shirt. But my hope for the shirt is that it's gonna be like that upside down plane stamp. It's kind of a mistake.
What you're talking about here.
And so it's gonna be worth a lot of money someday to t-shirt collectors.
Okay.
Be that thing.
So that's tomorrow, by the way.
Be that
Sunday.
Thing the kids who are like 2 and 3 today are going to wear in the future and go, this is so retro, Dad. This is so rad.
This is cool, man.
Yeah. Okay. Did I give the number?
Come and see me.
All right.
No, go.
Is it time? I gave the number, 855-935-TALK, I think. Now it is.
Are we going to be serious?
It is. I think it's time. I'm sorry. You think you're important, but I think it's time for you to retire. Do you think this is a good time for you to retire?
Some days, yes, I do.
Yeah, like last
Wednesday. At the
Wednesday
end of last week, I was like thinking, good time for me. You're out. You're talking about like the money, the financial.
Yeah, that's kind of what this show's about.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, talking real money.
There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about this. There was a bear that was like growling at people. Now,
war,
is it
inflation,
a bad
rising interest rates, it's bad all over, right? I mean, the reality is, yes.
Is it a bad time?
No, it's not a bad time.
The question I asked, is it a bad time to retire?
Okay.
And you said the answer is yes.
No, the answer is no. Maybe I should retire. You're right the first time.
Okay, but let's talk about...
And the article goes into many of...
Let's talk about that stuff.
The key point is, says that research that shows that people who retire... It says even people who retired in the worst time to do so since 1926 would have made their money last 30 years by sticking to certain rules. In other words, is there ever... there's never a perfect... It's like having a child. There's never a perfect time to have a child either.
You mean you have success if you have a plan? To which you stick? There's a revelation.
Yeah, and they go into specifics. They talk about, and I think you're going to go into specifics here in a minute, but if you retired and you had a significant exposure to stocks, equities, right? Risky things, and a significant exposure to bonds, which are like loans, right? Less risky things. And you didn't panic and sell everything. Just met with somebody this week that sold everything in March of 2020. And then bought back in and is nervous today. But if you didn't do that kind of thing, you're okay. I mean, in other words, because people tell me all the time, well, I can't do it now because we're in heading into or maybe in a recession and my portfolio is down. You can't look at retirement like over the next year. This is a 25 to 30 year commitment between you and your money. And the idea that what is happening at this moment is that impactful. Can it be troublesome? Yeah. Because if you go into, if we are in a bear market and we stay in one for a period of time and stocks and bonds go down as they have and you're taking money out of the portfolio, that can be problematic for a couple of years. But again, if you stick with it, and we know markets have turned around and gone the other direction, then you're okay. And then the other one they mentioned, Don, that you talk about from time to time, which I think makes a great deal of sense, sometimes you just cut your spending a little bit. You don't do everything the first couple of years in retirement. You don't have to go crazy right off the bat, right?
Well, yeah, and that's why I love you. The people like, well, like the people who wrote this article and Wade Fowle and many others always talk about the 4% rule, the 4% rule of thumb, which basically states if you take out 4% of your portfolio to live on every year and then adjust it by inflation, there are very tiny odds, tiny, tiny, tiny odds that you will run out of money before you run out of life. Pretty much with any portfolio, I ran the numbers at a 50% stock, 50% bond portfolio at that $4,000 a month on $1 million for 30 years. 30 years. You only have a 9% chance of at any point. It's only very, it's like right when you're 100. That you might run out of money, might. And it doesn't really matter if you go way down to only 20% stocks. That actually makes it worse for you because that drops your chance of running out of money down to 13%. However, the one way to almost completely avoid the running out of money, almost, unless we have one of the longest bear markets in history, well, actually, even then you couldn't run out of money, is the flexible spend rule.
Instead of taking a fixed amount plus inflation every year, you're taking out a percentage of the portfolio. This is something, by the way, we teach in our classes. I'm going to be teaching on September 17th as well, that you have a little flexibility. So things go up. Hey, you have a great year. You do more. Things go down. Mm-hmm. You take a little bit less. And this is, most people can do that in their lives.
Well, and think about it. Think about it from the other perspective. Let's say, in those rare, those tiny odds where you might not, it might not work for you with the other, with the 4% rule. If it gets so bad that even that wouldn't work, then the economy is going to be in really, really, really dire straits. Therefore, your cost of living is probably like it was in the 30s going to be much lower. So instead of taking $50,000 out as you did the first year, if you're only down to taking $20,000 out, well, that $20,000 might go a little bit farther. Plus, everybody is suffering, so we'll all be suffering together. This is
and
why
the $3 avocado is only going to be a buck by then or something, is what you're saying?
Well, no, you won't have any avocados. You'll be lucky to get bread. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And while you may be taking a break from your labors this Labor Day, your money is still working for you, and it's working hard, and it doesn't sleep. Money never sleeps. Money works all the time, and so to honor money, you should be calling this program at 855-935-TALK. Celebrate the money that works for you without complaining every single day. 855-935-TALK.
And we're talking about retirement at this moment, about, you know, sort of, can you retire right now? Is this a reasonable time to retire? If so, what kind of guidelines should you follow? We've given you a few. I mean, and we're looking at a piece that was from the Wall Street Journal a few days ago that looked at a study done by a guy named Wade Fow, who's very well known in our industry, well respected. And in his study, he found, that if you, I find this fascinating, reduce your stock holdings to 20%
should
to 30%
we share
of the
this
portfolio.
Even because it makes no
I know it doesn't make sense. Well, but we will, because I'm going to give you my take on this. So you retire, and then you turn your portfolio around. You turn your portfolio around. Let's just say you're at 70% in stocks, 30% in bonds. You turn it around and go 30% in stocks and 70% in bonds. He's then saying you gradually back it back up to 70% in stocks, which seems weird to me, because that seems, that's the usually the opposite. As you retire, as you're getting older, you reduce your stock exposure. That's number one. Number two, assuming you followed this strategy, Don, and it's March of 2020, you retire and you say, okay, I'm going to move most of my money into bonds, which, by the way, by March 2020, you've already had a great year. And then stocks turn around and go off the charts. Now you're, you sold the thing that has gone way back up. So this is like kind of a weird market timing thing. You can't really rebalance it. And I personally think if you try that, your emotions will eat you alive, because you could make the exact wrong decision and turn around and say, wait a minute, I just missed the big run up in stocks.
Exactly. There. That's the point. I am not quite, I remember when this study came out in 2014 now, and I thought it very counterintuitive, but it actually, he had the numbers to back it up. But again, this is not necessarily about just the numbers. That's what makes what we do and others like us, but not many others like us, so different, is that we take into account both the financial aspect and the human aspect. Because the reality is, and this is a scenario that you could look at, and I've seen numbers. If you invested 100% of your money in small cap value stocks ahead of almost any 20-year period, and you held them for the next 20 years, you outperformed everything. You would have done
U.S. small cap value stocks.
U.S. small company value stocks. Yeah. You would have, and if you did it for like, you know, if your family had done it 100 years ago, you would have tens of millions of dollars on, guess what the starting number was?
How much?
A dollar.
But you would have had to take huge swings up and down that most people cannot. They
most
look at their portfolio and go, my goodness, what happened?
I don't know of anybody who can stand that kind of emotional roller coaster that comes with taking those kind of risks. So therefore, the same thing with Mr. Fowle's study, in that it may have made sense for a period of time, in a certain period of time, but it's not workable for real humans.
I think that's fair. And by the way, back to small cap value, we think small cap value should be a part of your portfolio, not the only part.
Although we've had a couple of calls from people who listen to Paul.
And Paul
says, just go all small cap value. The heck with it.
Wow. You gotta have it.
I don't think anybody has that kind of iron stomach.
Yeah, you really got it, because you're going to ride some huge ups and some massive downs. So again, back to where we started with all this, I think it's unreasonable to say you cannot retire today because of the war, inflation, rising interest rates, recession. I think that's an unreasonable thing to say. I think it's correct to say, and to where you started, have a plan. Don't walk into this and think it'll work out. If you have a plan and you know what you're doing and you stick to it, then good times and bad times, because there may be bad times ahead or good times ahead or both, you're going to be okay. That's what the study really shows.
Our advice is so dull, and yet it's so right dead on. That's the problem. It's not any fun to do what we suggest. But, you know, it's the most likely to work. Have a plan. Diversify like crazy. Be patient. 855-935-TALK is our phone number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
It's really kind of hit and miss on holidays. Tom and I always debate whether we even want to come in some holidays. And then we come in and we go, oh, look, we got a lot of calls. And then this holiday weekend, it's like, hello?
Is anybody out there?
855.
They're at the fair or they're doing something else. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it's
855-935-TALK.
8255. All right. So you can call us there. But people also send us in questions at all hours of the day and night via talkingrealmoney.com. That you can do it by just pressing the little mic button on the contact form, and you can record it so we can hear your voice, which we like because it's radio. And radio is a whole lot better when you can hear something as opposed to when I just do this. See that?
Yeah, that's not meaningful to very many people.
That would have worked on
one,
video, right?
Actually.
Yeah. So, but we do have them. And we kind of keep a couple in reserve for when we hit times like these. When this is kind of like our emergency savings.
There it is, ready to pay the bills.
Part
so
of
go
our
ahead and pay them.
Part of our long term plan. Here we go.
Tom and Don and Tom, I love your show and I'm addicted to listening every day. I guess it is a good addiction. My problem is with Vanguard. I think they've lost their way ever since John B. died. I've had Vanguard for many years and have over $800,000 between my IRA, Roth, and brokerage accounts. Up until a year or even more, they had great customer service. But it's come to the point that I cannot get any customer service. This has been going on for at least a year or more, as I said. It takes over an hour to reach anyone, and most people who answer the phone can only answer simple questions. If I need anything more, they will never transfer me to a supervisor. Just tell me they'll have someone call me back within 24 to 48 hours.
I'm going to pause her right there. It's a nice thing about this, too, is that it's easy to pause a person in mid-sentence or mid-thought. We've heard this a lot.
Yeah, we have. It's sad because, as you know, we've recommended just go to Vanguard for, you know, the better part of 30 years or whatever. So yeah.
The world has changed. Mm. And it is part of, though, when you think about it, really, is it just Vanguard?
Mm. No, it's not just. I just went through two absolutely.
Could it be Home Depot, too? This is what I was thinking. Could it be Home Depot?
Could be my car company, too. They've never written me back. I wrote them on Monday. They said they would write me back within 24 to 48 hours. Never a return. Nothing.
All right, we'll continue.
That's an email. That's not even a phone call. Come on.
We'll let her continue because, you know, she made the call.
Okay, please.
So.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. I never get a call back. They recently changed their website. I'm not happy with the new setup. What took me one click is now four steps. For example, if I want to see transaction history in one of my accounts, I used to click that and it would show just for that fund, transaction history. Now all of my funds come up and I have to do several steps to see just that fund's transaction history.
Ah.
Surprise, surprise.
Okay, that surprise, is.
Yeah, we'll see where we're going.
That is part of the. She must be in the new brokerage account.
Yep, exactly, where you get one.
Yeah, so that's not a new statement. That is the new brokerage account that they're trying to switch everyone to.
From individual funds onto one account.
Right, right. Yeah, let's continue.
My question is there any hope that Vanguard will be putting an effort to fix their customer service?
Why are you laughing? That's a serious matter.
It is, but
Well, any hope. I mean, yes, there's always hope. But,
yeah. Okay, continue.
I just don't know if I should stick with Vanguard. I don't want to be forced to sell my funds, but I also cannot stand the customer service they are providing. I also have Fidelity and T. Rowe Price for my retirement funds, and they do have much better customer service. But I like Vanguard's funds better. Same with Charles Schwab. Let me know what you think.
Okay, just to go back.
Yes.
Yeah, because this came. I remember the first time we got a call like this, like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah, I was like,
Vanguard,
what?
They're okay.
They used to have the best customer service in the world. Yeah.
They have grown dramatically. Yeah. I mean, we're talking literally trillions of dollars in the last decade. So massive. Number two, the structure in which they operate. And I'm not defending them, but I'm just pointing this out. The structure in which they operate, which is a co-op, basically, right? I mean, where the members own the place. So they are slower. They're not like Fidelity, where Fidelity's going, hey, we're going to keep growing this, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk more about this in a minute and how you could, I guess, how you could fix this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got an idea on how you can fix this. It's actually a pretty easy fix. Well, easy. It's going to take a little time, but we'll talk about that and more on Talking Real Money. 855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guide to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We have, guess what? Guess what our lines are? Open.
Open?
Completely open. There's not a human being on them. Not even crickets. We don't even hear crickets. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. Luckily for us, we do get questions sent in or called in, spoken in, at TalkingRealMoney.com and called in 24-7 at 855-935-TALK, like the woman we were just listening to before the break who was upset with Vanguard's customer service and wanted to know...
Let me know what you think.
What we think.
Again.
What do we think?
Well, the days of... Only being able to own Vanguard funds at Vanguard are long past. You can own Vanguard funds basically at any custodian.
Actually though, they're not long past. They're only recently past. Yeah, it hasn't been
five
very
or six
long.
Years. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. But here's the issue. I think I still have this right. If you take your Vanguard funds to Fidelity and you want to buy something there in a Vanguard, they're going to charge you for it.
They're going to charge
you some sort of commission
because
they don't get anything from Vanguard.
They do not want the mutual funds. They don't get a little trading fee or a spread or anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold Vanguard ETFs at Fidelity, though.
The code. So the suggestion, therefore, to this young lady is?
A little bit of work. Just a little. Yeah, not much.
Yeah.
You... transfer, and I think this can be done online.
You can do it right there.
Do it right online. Is transfer your Vanguard funds into their comparable exchange traded funds.
No taxation involved.
That's the key. There is no tax liability and no cost.
Yep. You can just do that.
Because what Vanguard does is they take those securities, basically they're in your mutual funds, and they just shift them over to their ETF product, and it's a like-kind exchange. Therefore, it doesn't incur any taxes on capital gains.
And so there now at Vanguard, you're holding exchange-traded funds, which then you could move. You mentioned, I think...
she mentioned Fidelity and Schwab.
Yeah. You could simply move those over in kind. You don't have to sell anything. You just move them over to those new custodians. The money's there. Now, I will say this, because you raised it at the beginning of this call. There's no guarantee that the service will be any better at the other custodians for time to come. Who knows in this crazy world if it's going to be better or worse. The reality is in all of these things, if you're doing this on your own, you better be prepared to spend more time on it today than you did unless you are very web savvy. Right.
Yes, and that is really the way, and this is another message that we ought to be sharing with particularly our older listeners.
Like me and you.
Like, well, I'm web savvy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess me. Just
you. It's just you and my wife.
Yeah, we're in the same place.
There need to be adult, actually, I don't know if there are these, but there need to be the basics of adult living on the web.
They're going to come over here and change.
And, no, you need to like go to a class or go online and they show you how to do every, and you can ask questions. Okay. So I have an iPhone and how in the heck do I get into my bank account? I don't understand. That's my wife asks me that every day. How do I get into my bank app?
Okay.
I go, click there.
Just to stop you there, because you could pause the woman. I'm pausing you. I can do that. I even deposited a check today on my phone.
Congratulations, Tom.
I crinkled it all up and I jammed it in that little thing down at the bottom. I hope it worked. You know, I have no idea.
But millions of people have been doing that for many, many years. Congratulations on finally mastering it.
I've been doing it for longer than just today. But all anyway. Right. So, but, yeah, the reality, what you're trying to say is if you really want to be a do-it-yourselfer, you got to learn these things. You're going to have to learn to do it all online. That's the reality of today.
Well, there's a point I was getting to. I got to get to it really fast so we can go to a call. The point is that if the services we used to take for granted and think they were kind of free, well, we want more for less. And that means we're really going to end up getting less. We just have to accept that and be willing to either do it ourselves or pay more for these services. 855-935-TALK is our number. And Wes, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Wes. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Of course, of course. So I don't have an actual money topic, but since you guys said you didn't have any callers on hold, I figured I'd call in.
Wait. We got to lay a few rules out here. Nothing political, nothing. Don will never let me talk about sports, and World War II is, of course, off the table. So anything else, I guess, is okay, right, Don?
Yes, sir.
I guess.
I believe I met one of you at a Christmas party about 2 years ago in a Kirkland area. And during
the Don had the lampshade over his head? Yeah.
No. And we were talking because I listened to this radio show every day for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years as I'm driving into work. And Tammy Michaels, I believe, comes on before you guys.
Tammy's on before us, yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, yeah. Before you guys. So does this story ring a bell to either one of you? At a Christmas party, you met Wes, and it was just a coincidence that I listened to your show every Saturday.
The likelihood that it is me is very, very low because I live in Florida. So it must
have
been
reality Tom. And the reality is Tom can never remember anything after about breakfast today. So he's got a very poor.
We're sorry,
memory.
Wes.
I wish I was better at that, but I'm not, sadly.
Plus he was drinking. 855.
I want you guys to know that. Even though there's no callers, I promise you we are out here. We're listening. I appreciate all your advice, tips, and I'm always you have increased my financial education tenfold. So I appreciate you guys.
Glad to do it, and thanks to you, the lines are now full. Thanks, Wes.
And, and by the way, Wes, we will get you the holiday party invitation for this year out the door soon. So
sure, you don't even know
that.
Who he is. All right, Dudley, we got a minute and a half. Since the line's just filled up. Hi, Dudley. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I see you once in a while on Saturdays. I don't know if you're local or what. And you guys all bash crypto, man. I've made mass gains in crypto and haven't taken any real losses at all. And so you guys
are a
little biased, I think.
No, yeah, we're saying congratulations. Dudley, congrats on your incredible luck.
Everybody, well, it depends on which projects you're in also. If you do some research, you can do it really well. If you look into Richard Hart Projects and Hex.com, look into Hex. It's just 8 lines of code, 36% APY over long-range stakes are what we use instead of a CD in a bank.
Dudley, hold on. Can you pot him down for a second? You just said 36% APY. Anybody who's paying 36% on anything, anywhere, anytime is eventually destined to abject, total, nasty, oh my God, what happened to all my money kind of failure. Anybody who goes to that site, good luck to you. And you know, I wish you, I, I'm, I, congratulate you on your luck. I really do. But what I'm telling you, Dudley, and you may not believe this because, of course, we all want to believe we're so smart. The fact is you got lucky, dude. You got lucky. You didn't do anything smart. Somebody else steered you into something. You got into it. You did well, but you're going to, these things, they come, they go. They've been around since the beginning of mankind. You're going to eventually lose.
And the reason that you're going to lose, especially in that case, is that crypto is a pure speculation, only worth what the next person believes, nothing behind it more than that. Don?
It is. It's totally gambling. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Well, you know, despite the lack of calls, that was a very entertaining hour.
Indeed it was.
And Tom says, I don't believe him, but you have a very entertaining hour and a half coming up in September.
You know why it's going to be entertaining? Because Kevin Peterson's going to be there talking about Medicare, which everybody wants to know about.
Yeah,
it's going to be in person in Bellevue or online, retiring in a recession. I think it'll be entertaining. It'll be fun. It'll be good to see some of you in person. And guess what? You can sign up right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, I believe, right? TalkingRealMoney.com.
Yeah, go to the classes link.
Saturday classes. The 17th in Bellevue or online. It'll be worth your while.
Oh, and by the way, if you're listening after 2022, it's not happening. We're gone.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or security. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.